Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from Kara, who asks, my daughter is terrified of bugs, like screaming when she sees a fly in the car and refusing to step off the driveway in fear of ants, kind of afraid. How do you convince a kid that bugs are okay and not all bugs can hurt them? P.S. She does get a bad reaction to mosquito bites. Kara, I have this too. I have two of my kids out of three are like get up and run away from the picnic table saying, oh my God, if over like flies. I don't get it. It's something that to some extent you probably have to live with, but you can push back against it a little bit. A cognitive behavioral therapist would probably address this by giving the kids some habituation, meaning just letting them get used to existing with bugs peacefully. And there's a couple of ways I think you can do this. You can read books like Charlotte's Web is a great one. I mean, you should be reading Charlotte's Web anyway to your kid, right? But that's a great one that's about the spider and sort of humanizing the spider. There are science books about ants. The things that ants do in their burrows are fascinating. Maybe there's a museum nearby where you can go see that stuff happening. Movies like A Bug's Life. I mean, these things are silly, and the movies like A Bug's Life aren't scientific at all, but they do sort of humanize the bug and make it seem harmless and like it's living its own life. And of course, the greatest fear is being stepped on. The bug is way more afraid of you, little girl, than you are of it. Another thing I was thinking of is the website The Kids Should See This, which again, you should be looking at this anyway. They collect really cool videos from all around the internet that are cool for kids to look at, but they're not designed for kids. And they have one, I just looked today, they have a really cool video on the synchronous fireflies of Nena Camilpa. Just really cool videos of bugs and other things doing cool stuff. If you need to habituate, like I said, you could maybe start by looking at kitty cat videos and volcano videos and other things on The Kids Should See This, and then say, hey, let's look at this cool video. Show them that bugs have full lives and are fascinating and interesting, and bothering humans is very, very low on their totem pole. We even had, when my kids were younger, a microscope, just a, you know, a childhood science is fun kind of microscope. And when we would have a dead bug outside, we would bring it inside and look at it under a microscope. I mean, I don't love bugs either, but I have no problem picking up a dead bug. So that was a chance for me to model bravery for my kids. We put it under the microscope. And the most mundane housefly under a microscope is fascinating and beautiful. It was another way to sort of, in that case, remystify the bug, I guess, and make it an object of fascination instead of repulsion. All these are different ways you can get your kid to sort of demystify what a bug is, or like I said, remystify what a bug is and how fascinating they are, and identify with all the different things they have going on and how interesting they are. All of those things might do a little bit to make your kid less afraid. Send us your parenting questions. Margaret or I might answer yours next. You can ask on our Facebook page at What Fresh Hellcast, or just send us an email, info@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors, and somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.